Karen, are you ready?
Okay, Tyler.
Action! Yeah, Karen, I think we've got enough shots of you driving the buggy. Welcome to Junkyard Wars, the show where we get two teams of grubby gearheads to build weird machines out of junk in just 10 hours. It's by far the dirtiest show on television, and just when you think we can't get any filthier, we find a way.
It's going to be wheel-spinning, mud-slinging mayhem out here on the muckiest test track we've ever created. Because today's challenge is for the teams to make buggies that can race through this stuff. Glorious, beautiful mud.
Driving in from Detroit, the boys in blue are the Model Ts, three clean-cut car designers from Ford.
I'm Gary.
I'm Steve.
I'm Justin.
We're all interns here at Ford in Detroit. I'm going to be captain of the team. Justin will be helping me with the engines, and Steve will be doing most of our electronics.
Gary's going to be great at assigning work at the junkyard. He's very details-oriented.
Yeah, Gary's definitely going to be a great captain.
My biggest goal is going to be to keep everybody on task.
We have procedures laid out, test plans laid out. Well, just like the original Model T, we're just going to be the best.
We're the Model Ts!
And helping the Model T's production line to get moving, it's Fast Eddie Chesser. Eddie's been world mud champion 6 times. He flies along at an amazing 90 miles per hour. He certainly knows stick in the mud.
Also from the Mucky Motor City, it's Detroit Muscle, towering titans that are head and shoulders above the rest.
We all live in the same neighborhood, in the same city, we went to the same high schools, and we all have the same taste. Cars, engines, and anything that sucks gas.
Steve is going to be good captain if we can be a good team to keep him focused.
He's got the nursery school, so he's used to kind of being a boss.
Todd is an electronic specialist. He can get any engine to run. Kevin is a meticulously neat freak. We're going to be the king recyclers of Junkyard Wars.
We're Detroit Muscle!
Marshalling the Muscle's lofty ambitions, it's brilliant buggy builder Tony Hamm. Tony's now turning his off-road skills to more slippery applications, and his auto shop business sponsors his rival expert, Fast Eddie. It's going to be a serious swampy standoff for the Motor City Mechanics.
Detroit Muscle!
Yeah!
Model T!
Yeah!
Oh, don't you look pretty? All nice and clean and good looking. Prepare to get down and dirty.
All right!
All we want is for you to build a race car.
Whoa.
The race track is going to be the gloopiest, muckiest mud this side of the Mississippi. Now, if you can speed through it, you will slide your way into the semifinals.
So you gotta get a grip, because you've only got 10 hours from the time that our mighty car crusher crushes the not-so-mighty car. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Are you ready?
I am ready, Tyler.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we get to build a swamp buggy. And what I'm thinking is we need some tall tires, a lightweight frame, and a torquey engine. All right, you do this for a living. Critique and criticize.
Possibly put the driver a little further out in 86 the fenders, out in front of the tires.
Okay, so up here in the front?
Right.
We drive suicide style.
Detroit Muscle planned to build their chassis from scratch out of scrap metal. They'll mount a V6 engine, which will power 2 large tractor wheels. The front end will be a straight axle assembly fitted with 2 thinner truck tires. This lightweight design should allow them to plane around the track, carrying the heavyweights to victory. That's if the machine can withstand the rigors of the course.
We need it to be as light as possible. We need it to be strong. We need it to be very, very reliable. I don't even think we need a rear suspension at all. We just need something that can fling those tires up and get that mud flying right back on those Model T's faces.
I don't know. Do you guys want to go big, small?
Let's go big. Let's go real big.
Big motor?
Big.
Big motor?
You going through water? Make it where it'll cut through the water.
All right.
You know? And something with enough power. Four-wheel drive's better.
Okay.
All right. More traction.
The Model T's are thinking big. They plan to find an existing truck chassis, strip it down, and add a powerful V8 engine to provide power to all four wheels. These will be modified to take thinned-down military tires. The weight of the machine should ensure that they sink in the mud and get a grip on the bottom. If the tires are too thin, they'll be short on traction and get seriously bogged down.
We don't really want to get big, tall tractor tires.
All right.
Some old military tires or something if they have, or, you know, something that's not so wide that we can skinny up.
Some tractor tires. I think we need tractor tires.
If we can find some tractor tires, that'll be even the best thing we can use. Nice tall tire to give us a lot of ground clearance to fling the mud right in their face, because they'll be behind us from the very beginning.
The engine, the drivetrain, transfer case, I think are going to be the most important things after. So if you guys want to go ahead and get out there, let's go, boys.
The Model T's, the youngest team we've ever had here, their median age is 23.
Really?
Yeah, so they're young little whippersnappers.
Detroit Muscle, hugest team we've ever had. The guys are like all 6'5 and 250 pounds.
The hunt for junk is on.
Steve, give me a hand with this.
All right. We got a four-wheel drive, Willie-style, 40s, 50s Jeep with a straight six-inch. Should we bring that back?
We want two-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive is too much material to deal with. Keep looking.
Guys, how's it going?
Pretty good.
We were also wondering, you know, if there was any intimidation factor. I mean, they're big guys.
Well, we're a little bit smarter, I've got to imagine.
There's kind of a theme going on. They're sort of playing with the idea of brains versus brawn.
I think we got the brains and the brawn, so I'm still trying to figure out what exactly it is that they have.
What the T's have is tires and also the material for making them thinner.
Too big?
No.
The Muscle are also big on tires.
Rough, man. Hey, if you guys found a chassis or anything out there, we've got a chain for you guys to drag it back. Okay, I'm not getting anything.
Ready? Go!
Excellent.
So will the Model T strike pay dirt, or will the Muscle muddy their waters? Keep watching and...
Two teams of mad Motor City mechanics are attempting to make mud racers out of junk in just 10 hours.
In Midnight Blue, the Model T's, Ford's finest designers, are thinking big and heavy. They've designs on this Chevy chassis, but it's rather attached to the junkyard.
Keep digging.
All right, hang on a second. Let it back up a little bit.
No, don't jerk it. Yeah, just like that. Just keep it going.
Right. Any type of four-wheel drive Jeep or something with an engine already in it.
In mellow yellow are the Detroit Muscle. Their design should be light and speedy.
How about a whole postal Jeep?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the ticket. That's exactly what we're looking for. Bring it in.
But first, they have to pick up the mail.
All righty. You ready?
Yeah. Oh.
Nope, that ain't moving.
You got any more?
Model T, Steve, and Justin are on the road to nowhere.
And Muscles, Kevin, and Todd are going postal.
Let me turn the wheel clockwise or counterclockwise?
Clockwise.
Slide your butt further back to give you better traction.
Expensive blue.
That looks like enough.
It's a virtual beehive of activity with Detroit Muscle.
We're going with the invisible car.
I was
going
to say, this will get you through the mud, no problem. What about the design? What do you think of Tony's design idea?
Tony has an excellent idea.
Yeah?
Instead of trying to drive through the mud, he wants to fly on top of the mud.
It's a kind of plane right
over top. And it fits right with my motif. Faster, more noisier, the more junk flying everywhere, the happier I am.
The Muscle will build their chassis from scratch. They'll mount a six-cylinder engine and connect it to two tall tractor tires. At the front, they'll have two smaller truck tires. Their driver will be seated forward to counterbalance the weight of the engine and rear wheels, and also to avoid the mud splatter.
we're all big. We're all from Detroit. Yeah, you know, right. We're 220 pounds minimum. Some of us are 260 pounds.
All right. But at least you feel safe. If these guys want to pick a fight.
They picked the wrong.
They picked the wrong. These are the guys you want in an alley with you, you know, just in case there's any kind of trouble.
Model T, Steve, and Justin have no intention of picking a fight. They've left their chassis to concentrate on tires and massaging the muscle.
Hey, guys.
Hey, we like your mail truck.
Yeah.
All right, well, I see you guys have some tires coming in. I want to know who's going to be doing what on the team.
Well, Steve's electrical engineer, so anything electrical he'll probably be handing.
Okay.
Justin and Eddie will probably be taking most of the welding, and then I'll be taking whatever else comes up.
What's your plan?
Well, we want to make it as light as possible, but we want to make it where it'll slice through the water also.
The big, heavy chassis they found isn't light at all. And by the time they've added a powerful V8 engine and four military tires, it'll be a monster machine. But the T's have a swamp secret weapon. They'll remove the tubes from the tires, cut down the rims, and bolt on metal discs, which will sandwich the rubber.
So far we've got the steel. What we're going to do, and then we also have our four tires. What we're going to do with the tires is try and narrow them up so they don't push so much water.
Right.
Make them a little bit taller so they'll cut through the water better. And then the chassis should be on its way here before too long. We found a four-wheel drive chassis out there to base our vehicle off from.
You gotta switch it. I'm sorry.
But Steve and Justin are still struggling.
Steve, Justin, you guys got that chassis out there yet or what?
There's a flat tire on the chassis and it's just binding into the junk.
Yeah.
Can you guys drag that with the wheel off?
Oh, that's a good call. Why don't we just drag it with the wheel off?
Drag it
10-4, big buddy.
They're gonna be worn out when they get in.
One, two, three.
Stop, stop.
All right.
Detroit Muscle have figured out why the mail is so slow. They've got four flat tires.
Don't lock yourself in.
Huh?
Okay.
And the Model T's chassis is so big, they're having problems fitting it into the workshop.
You got more? Whoa, heads up. You're right there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Steer this way. We need to try and get it over the center. Over in the middle.
Right. One, two, three.
It's huge.
It's huge, but you must remember that the Model T's are, you know, ounce for ounce, a lot smaller than the Detroit Muscle.
It's kind of like ants, you know, picking up twice their body weight.
Exactly.
You know,
even if their vehicle starts out a little bit bigger, we might end up having a fair fight as far as the weight goes.
Exactly.
You know?
Let's do a, you want to just do a quick reality check? You guys can sort that out.
Model T's are now in production.
Try to find like a halfway decent radiator, maybe some hoses.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
We're going to need pedal assembly, too.
The Muscle are halfway there. They'll only get an engine and a front axle from their Jeep.
Hold on a second. I'm coming back with some tires.
They'll still need to find a rear end and steering, and they haven't even started on a chassis.
Should be.
So we start cars in Detroit.
And hey, this has got our transfer case on it, drive shafts.
The T's are already on their second chassis, and it's chock full of parts.
Hey, Gary, we got this chassis on its side.
It's got the tranny on it. It's got a
transfer case, drive shafts, springs.
Unfortunately, it's already been bagged by their rivals.
Hey, we want to make a deal with you guys.
Okay.
We're kind of interested in that K5 Blazer that's on its side. And it looks like you guys got there first. We're all doing eat off of it.
We just need the rear end and the brakes.
Really? So it's cool if we take the transfer case and the drive shaft?
Cool with us.
All right. Wow.
Thanks
that
a lot,
really
guys.
Saves us. What are you guys working on here?
That's a secret.
Mud buggies were invented in the 1950s by Florida hunters who wanted to reach remote parts of the swamp. The race was on, and now it's an official sport. The World Center is Naples, Florida, and events attract large crowds and big prize money. Categories go from Jeep class up to the high-speed machines driven by our two experts. Rob Swift is not only a former champion, he now sets the rules for all the big races.
Hey, Rob, welcome to the throne.
Thank you.
Good to have you on board.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So these swamp buggies, they've come a long way from the old hunter-gatherer days. Now it's the beer-drinking bravado, let's race type of thing going on.
Oh, yeah, it's come a long way, 52 years.
I imagine that for this kind of racing, for the swamp buggy racing, there have got to be so many variables involved. So when you're designing a vehicle, you really have to put a lot of thought into how am I going to approach each track, each race.
Right, well, it's basically the same track, but there's a lot of factors in that track. You've got water, you've got electrical drive, the motor's got to be able to breathe with water spraying around. We've got buggies that have to be able to run underwater because they run in over 4.5 feet of water sometimes. I mean, it is very interesting.
What about wheels?
The front, you're going to want a thin wheel because the least amount of water resistance you have, the faster you can go. It's almost like if you take your hand and put it in the bathtub, and then take two fingers and put it in the bathtub and swish it through the bathtub, mm-hmm. and you can feel the difference in the resistance.
Right.
And every little bit of resistance you have, it's going to slow you down.
And what do you think of today's design? We'll start with the Model Ts. What's your impression of it?
It'll be interesting to see how they get it to handle. It's going to be a heavy buggy. A four-wheel drive carries a lot more weight.
Mm-hmm. Now, isn't that not going to just bog them down into the mud? Isn't that a concern at all? Or?
It can be a concern. If you've got enough power, though, you can sometimes stay on top.
Yeah. So what's the idea for Detroit Muscle?
Obviously, they're going to build an ultra-light vehicle.
What are they running, a four-cylinder? Is that a four-cylinder engine in there?
I believe they got a six-cylinder. It looks like a six-cylinder deep engine, yeah.
Okay, and that'll be plenty power.
It should be plenty of power. I mean, if they build the machine light enough, they should have plenty of power.
Do you have a favorite right now?
I may have to go with the Model Ts right now.
Model Ts.
This thing should, like,
Captain Gary is cutting down the T's treasury of tires. It's the first stage in skinnying the wheels. There's no going back now.
So the center one's the starter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Captain Steve and expert Tony are desperately trying to get the Muscle's motor to run.
Leaf springs, right?
Okay, you know, the ignition goes away after you start it. Just need to find the right wire for
the... I'm looking up.
It's running.
Do the dance. Model T's come out and play.
No playtime for the boys in blue. Captain Gary's still hacking the tires. Eddie's working on the chassis. And Justin and Steve are out scavenging for batteries.
Nope, this one's missing a battery.
All right, no battery in here.
See, I got the front loose.
It's the end of the road for the Muscle's Jeep. Auto Destruction has left their engine in chains.
So what are you going to do with it now?
We got a running 4-liter Jeep engine. This is a straight six. Got a lot of torque out of it. We're taking the transmission and the drive shaft out and use a different rear end to mount these large tires on it that we're going to use.
Okay, and that's not going to be too difficult for a
Detroit Muscle. Right. Detroit Muscle will stamp a 30-minute guarantee on our bill.
That's all it needs, right?
Yes.
Expert Eddie's giving no guarantees to the Model Ts. He's struggling with the steel that's going to be part of his tire plan.
Eddie, how is it going with the wheels? What do we have here?
We got this steel here. I'm gonna cut circumference of almost that whole tire.
Yeah.
And we're going to make plates.
We're going to take this from the width it is now to about how much smaller?
It's going to be over half smaller. It's probably about 4 to 6 inches wide.
Okay. When I'm feel on schedule? Are you getting nervous at all?
Yeah, we're probably a little behind.
Yeah.
Come back in a couple hours. You might have one done.
Trapped in the web of junk. Teams, this is your 6-hour time check. 6 hours, teams.
6 hours.
In Muscle Camp, it's a chassis crisis.
So for the chassis, you're looking for just stuff like that and of that size and of that gauge.
If we can find enough of that, we can probably work with it.
I don't think we're going to find enough of that. Yeah, I'm saying it's not.
You don't find enough straight anything that size or even smaller?
No. I'll keep looking.
Model T's expert, Fast Eddie, is trying to jump start his tires.
These plates, man, are so out of, they're so bent. It's going to be so hard to put these on.
Can't find any better steel. I think we might have to go with those other wheels.
We'll have to put the other ones back on. They're going to kill us, man.
In cowardly yellow, Detroit Muscle are building their chassis from scratch, but they're missing materials.
Home base, home base. There's a 20-foot piece of round tubing right at the entrance of the crib to your right-hand side as you step out.
We're looking something about half that diameter. We don't need anything nearly that big.
This will work. I mean, it's thin and lightweight.
Would that probably fit in it? Measuring case on top of the toolbox.
Yeah, I think this will work. If there's enough of this, we can make a frame out of this.
Four more.
Feeling blue, the Model Ts have totaled tons of tires in their hopeless attempt to make slim wheels. But scavengers Justin and Steve are burning rubber.
I think this one that's in here is...
We have more tires than you shake a stick at.
Awesome.
The situation with the Model Ts is this. Now, ideally, they wanted to take their tires and cut them down so that they were thinner tires with more grip. So they would sort of just roll through the mud like that. But, of course, they were running short on time, so now they had to revert to Plan B. Plan B would be the big dog. And apparently, this time, they figure that with a bigger tire, it's really just going to push right through the mud. And that way, they're going to be able to muscle through it.
I get it.
All right, you ready?
Detroit scavengers Kevin and Todd are muscling through the junkyard. They're after a working rear axle. Careful, boys.
Ready? Go.
Model T's Justin and Steve are only scratching the surface. It's no way to find an engine.
Pretty much see all through it.
You check that one up there? The Chevy?
Nope.
All right.
Attention teams, this is it, your 2-hour time check.
Two hours, teams.
Just kidding, actually there's 5 hours. 5 hours remaining, teams.
So we way behind him is 2 hours.
But the T's are catching up fast with a Chevy V8.
Well,
Gary, we're about ready to come back. We got the engine on the trailer. It's in the ATV. We're all loaded up. We're on our way in.
Okay, bring it down a little bit. Bring it down a little bit.
All right.
Okay, guys, getting down to the wire.
Really?
We're installing the engine. Is it looking like it's going to fit?
No, it's not fitting, but we're going to make it fit.
Have you been able to start it yet, though? No.
Not yet.
Okay. Need I remind you that time is running out?
Yeah, we are. We're running out of time.
Gary, you're with him? Got that Model T spirit?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, one of the back.
On this one, or?
I think it's this.
Well, we're stretched way.
The muscle are trying to fit together the pieces of their puzzle, but they don't know the size of their problem.
Does it matter if it's right on 30?
It's not at this point. No. Let's go 30 inches. That'll work. 42 and a half.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
What are you up to, brother?
I'm trying to get this frame together. It's kind of wavy if you look at it, but it'll get better.
It's looking good. I'm just thinking, though, you got this kind of thin, wiry frame, and then you're going to attach this huge engine to it, and then these massive tires. Is it all going to kind of come together?
Well,
nicely?
I am trusting in my captain and the expert, and the whole time they said, pull these parts, and I did it, so, that's what I'm waiting
on.
Hear
no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
The Model Ts are in a motor mess.
Different generation. The starter is a later model starter.
Hey, remember where was that starter we saw that had the bolts that went up into the, directly up?
Yeah, wasn't that just right here next to the other one?
In the junkyard, things are never where you think you left them.
I mean, all I need is just a little scrap.
Yeah, I think it's... Is there anything that's easier to get to than this?
I know. Right on 30.
It's been hours since the car crusher crashed, but both teams are seriously behind schedule. Will the tall guys become fall guys, or will the Model Ts come up short?
It's brawn versus brain in a battle to create madcap mud racers out of junk.
Time is the enemy now for both of these teams.
The clock is working against both of them.
Yeah. Just talk about the Model Ts first.
They're having a lot of trouble over there just to even get a rolling chassis, let alone steering, where you're going to put your seats, your pedals, your roll bar, your fuel system, your cooling system. They've got a tremendous amount of work to do.
And such a heavy vehicle. It's so heavy.
It's almost like a tank.
Yeah. What about Detroit Muscle? Yeah.
One thing, it will help them a lot with their morale to see it start to take shape because there's so much work going into it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've still got a long way to go.
Yeah. Which vehicle right now has the best opportunity at success? I'm thinking it's Detroit Muscle right now.
Boy, it's sure looking that way.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, they're in the lead right now.
Yeah.
We got a frame, guys.
We're going over the heads?
It's a great work of art. But is it really going to make it through the mud?
You and me?
I don't know. No.
How's the engine coming?
It's getting there.
The Model T's have hit the wall.
It would help if we'd had this stuff would work, you know?
Yeah, not break in half.
They can't get their engine started.
How can we help you guys?
Well, teams, according to the Time Spider, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours? Teams, you only have 3 hours remaining! 3 hours! Hurry!
We got 3 hours. We ain't got time to do everything we want to do. Do wheels, mount motor, make mounts, finish the frame up.
Well, it's too late to change directions now. We got to stick with the original plan. We
got
to finish.
I'm saying plan. I don't think we got 3 hours. I don't think we can do it in 3 hours.
This intense build was such a good idea. We could have went for something a little bit simpler. But I'm not giving up hope.
Man, we're running out of time, man.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
We got 3 hours left. And I think we got about 9 more hours of work. So that's our situation.
Muscles, Todd, and Kevin are still looking for axles.
This is too heavy to carry? At this very moment, yes. Okay, we'll come back for it.
Yes.
I'm starting to get a little panicked. Wait. Time is running out. They're not even close.
Karen, you're new to this whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
And I understand your trepidation here.
Sure.
But don't worry, because these things on Junkyard Wars have a way of kind of working themselves out. It's always darkest before the dawn on this show.
Only because, you know, on paper, the muscle and the Model T's right about now should not be out scavenging. And yet,
no.
There they are.
Yet the sun is setting and they're all over place here. You know, it's like, I know, it's amazing.
Okay,
but
I will not worry.
Don't panic, it's okay.
Deep breath.
And in.
The Model T's late scavenge has paid off. They've rescued the steering column from the Jeep that the muscle stripped to get their engine.
Oh, yeah.
Rail's still hooked up over there.
And now Detroit have a big rear end.
All right. Careful, it's a pretty sharp plate here.
We can move it forward, then we can drop this bar.
It's now a question of placing the engine.
It should get us a few inches.
Or starting it.
No ignition. What's that? No,
this spark. Spark.
Yeah, no, ignition.
Down there. Dude. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay.
Woohoo!
That's it!
Are these guys gonna finish?
Boy, I tell you, it has been a long day out here. There's no doubt about that.
What about the Model T's?
It looks like they might be starting to get a second wind. I mean, it looks like a couple things might be starting to come together for them in there. And they've got a pretty stout, sturdy machine. It's heavy, but it's stout and sturdy. I mean, I believe it may be the most reliable of the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, Detroit Muscle.
The frame really looks kind of thin, and it's a little cheesy. I mean, it's a little flimsy. I mean, they've actually added some weight to there. So we got the small frame with the real big rear end in it.
Who's your money on in the last hour here?
I guess I'm going to have to switch back to the Model T's.
Judge Flip-Flop, bang, has spoken. He has flipped back to Model T's.
All right, delivery coming through, Model T's. We have got Nugahyde, walnut trim, yeah?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, not quite a lazy boy, but it's, you know, it'll do the trick.
The T's are getting ready to roll.
Do you know that this holds air?
But their tires could be too wide to slice through the mud.
And the Muscle's wheels may be too heavy for their flimsy frame. Both teams are in wheel trouble.
1 hour remaining. Get moving now!
We're to do in an hour.
Let's do it! We can do it!
Get over here.
Whoops. I think we need to sight up here, and we'll come right across
here. We're just gonna hook right to this bracket right here.
Let's go 2 feet, 8 inches on this.
We're not using this, huh? It's too long. No, we're not using that. He's got a gizmo for that.
Quickly moving into the double digits now, teams. 30 minutes. This is your 30-minute time check.
30 minutes?
Cut this gusset.
Yeah, to where the weld is.
Rob, can you believe this? They're actually almost done.
Boy, they tell you, they really turned things around, didn't they?
Gave up that grinding.
What do you think of the designs?
It's heavy, it's light.
We're out of time, so let's just cut this short.
Teams, it's time to put your tools down and give yourselves a big round of applause. Well done.
Yeah.
Time to get some rest, because tomorrow we're hitting the track and we're getting dirty. Well done.
Nice job.
Yeah.
All right, now, Tyler, we have it much more done now. It's really ready for you now.
Will the Detroit Muscles' handcrafted frame support their V6 engine and big wheels in fierce race conditions and give their opponents the slip?
Or will the Model T's monster of a truck chassis with a V8 driving all four military wheels make them stick in the muds? Which team will tame the junkyard bog?
It's crunch time for our two teams from Detroit. They've spent 10 hours building mud buggies out of junk. And now it's time to find out how fast they're going to go through all that muck.
The team with the fastest time will slither into the semis. Now they'll get three goes each, and they must use a different driver each time. The course starts out over there, where it doesn't look too bad. But as you come around this first bend, things start to get a little bit gloopy.
After the mud, it's water, both deep and shallow, and then even more mud before the finish line. They must stick to the course. More than one wheel off the track means instant disqualification.
Ooey gooey, nice and chewy.
You gotta love swamp.
As usual, we've allowed the teams 1 hour to fine-tune their machine.
Hollywood has a different use for
it. You want me to cut like a slice out of like this so we can just bolt it through?
No. Just cut that.
Model T's, how you feeling?
Feeling good.
Yeah? Okay, so Gary, break it down for me. How's the vehicle looking? Is it structurally sound?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, well, you seem very confident. I heard a little birdie told me that your steering might be a little iffy.
Not now. We fixed that this morning during our tinkering time. We've got that all straightened out now.
Okay, do you have, you know, brakes?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. At least we'll have them when we start.
Yeah, and your strategy out there is?
Go fast and turn left.
Very nice. Last question, what do you call this beast?
We call it the T-Bucket.
Okay, so what's your strategy out there on the course now that you've seen it?
Wide open throttle and a bunch of left turns.
Okay. Lastly, do you guys have a name for the vehicle?
This is the Big Canary.
All right, well, with that, I will just wish you good luck and we'll see you out on the course.
All right.
Now the judge gives his verdict. First, Detroit Muscle.
The rear of the buggy is really not put together very stable. I mean, it has a very good chance of actually breaking in half between the motor and the rear wheels.
Is it going to make one round? Is it going to make all three?
It's going to be tough. Model T's have got a very strong chassis, very heavy running gear. I mean, it's just heavy all the way around.
Yeah.
If you got a lighter one, I can use a half inch.
All right.
Do you go yellow with the Detroit Muscle, or do you go blue with the Model T's?
Weight and reliability, Model T's.
Model T's, Detroit Muscle, come on down. We are going to do a coin toss to get to see who goes first out there on the mud. Now, Muscle, you guys are going to be heads. Model T's, you guys are tails, all right? You ready?
Yeah!
And...
Tails!
Model T's, you guys are up!
It's race time. Fast Eddie Chesser is preparing to meet the mud.
Karen, we have got a safe track. The judge is ready.
Are you ready? And go!
They're up! There he goes! Fast Eddie and the Model T's. There's dirt flying everywhere. It's a lot slower than I thought.
Going slow.
I think he may be having some problems with the clutch there.
Oh no.
Drive shaft right there in the ground, that's a problem.
Oh man.
That had a U-joint right in half.
Broke both of them.
Tyler to Karen, are you there?
Well, it turns out that they broke the U-joint on the drive shaft.
Off at the starting line.
Oh man.
Give us the assessment of what happened and can it be fixed?
Well, it can be fixed.
When I took off the start, I lost the rear wheels. I could tell right away.
Okay. But the whole four-wheel drive power through was your whole strategy.
Right.
Yep. Too much power.
Too much power.
Too much power.
Yeah! Woo! Please, 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 please hold together.
Okay, so not such a good run for Model Ts, but Detroit Muscle is on the line and ready to go with run number one.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Expert Tony is the Muscle's first driver.
Look at our baby go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go!
All right, well, Detroit Muscle's on the way, and they're making a lot more progress than Model Ts. He's going through the big lake.
Let's go, guys.
You said don't go through the lake. You take the straightaway, but he is deciding to take the lake, and he's looking good. Bog down.
Karen and Tyler, what's going on?
Doesn't look good. He's having a hard time rocking it out of there.
Well, we're hoping those big tires in the back are going to take care of that, but I don't know if they've got the power.
A bit of head shake there. I think he's done.
Hands up in the air, and we've got the engine off.
Well, I got over in this really muddy, soft part of the course, and we're done. I mean, I'm stuck, bogged down.
Model T.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
man.
Three quarters of the way around the track is better than a quarter of the way around the track.
We can see the finish line.
All right.
The Model Ts have repaired their drive shaft in record time, but are reduced to only two-wheel drive.
Come on, man.
All right, front-wheel drive.
All right, Model Ts, all we need is for you to complete a lap and you'll take the lead. Are you ready? Go!
Reverse!
Model T's got a little stuck in the bank there, so they're going into reverse, and they're going to try and crank it around.
I can definitely feel the love from the Model Ts as a team. You guys think you're going to make it, don't you?
There you go. Oh, watch that run.
Reverse! Reverse!
Get your speed up. Back up further. Back up further. There you go. What he should do is he should back it up a little farther and try and hit it with a little more speed and a little more to the right.
So a little bit farther back, just get,
yeah, just get a little momentum up and he might be able
there
to get
it.
There he goes.
One more time.
Here he goes.
I'm surprised
he's
he can see anything.
He's
here
through. He's through. He's coming around.
Good job.
He's coming around the corner.
Here he comes, coming around. Come, that's one wheel. Oh, no. Is that a disqualification? He's only got one wheel up.
He's got one wheel out.
So is that, that's a
disqualification? He's got one wheel out.
So he's okay.
You're not disqualified. They're bringing it home. Bringing it home.
Good driving, buddy.
Nice play.
Larry, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Nice thinking over there, you know.
One for bro.
Yeah.
Tyler to Karen, we've got a time for you.
Okay, Tyler, go ahead.
The official time, according to Judge Rob, is 1 minute. 51 seconds, 0.7.
Under 2 minutes, you guys. That's right. You did just set the standard.
Well, gentlemen, y'all got to make it around.
You threw the gauntlet down, didn't you?
Yep.
Model T's have made it around once. It's Detroit Muscle's second chance. Let's hope they can do it. We got to have a race here.
We sure do.
All right. Which one is the gas and which one is the brake?
Come on now.
Bigger glove.
Yeah, if you make a clean run and don't stop, you're going to beat their time.
Hey, Steve!
Detroit Muscle, the time to beat, 151.7. Are you ready? And go!
And
we're off.
He's off. He's got a bit of a problem right on the beginning there.
Here we go.
Yeah, a little Viagra for that engine, and he's on his way.
Thank you.
Beautiful!
He's into the sweeping turn here.
Okay.
He's doing pretty good. He's
looks like he's taking it a little slow.
He's bouncing a little bit.
Oh, no!
He's getting around the corner.
Good though.
Looks pretty good.
Guys, it's looking good.
Yep.
Oh, turn.
That's two stalls for the Detroit Muscle.
Karen and Tyler, he's looking like he's doing okay.
Yeah, a couple of stalls for Detroit Muscle, but that same thing happened for Model T's. He's going for the bar. How many wheels off the track there? Just the one. Just the one. Karen, no disqualification there. Only one wheel off the...
Guys, you're not disqualified, though. It was only one wheel in the bog so far.
But he did on the side, but oh my gosh, is he in the bog?
He's in the bog that he was in the last time.
Oh, man.
Detroit Muscle's...
Karen and Tyler, does it look like he can get out of there?
That left wheel is down.
It's looking pretty bad right now.
Rob, our judge says, looks pretty bad right now. He is in there so deep with that left-hand tire. It's
the left-hand front tire is in there pretty thick.
I would say it's in the exact same spot.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know. Trying to reef. No.
It looks like he's going to call
Karen, it. Karen, Detroit Muscle is out of this round.
The same spot, Tony. The same exact spot.
Man. So, will Detroit Muscle ever make it round the course and overtake the Model Ts?
Stay with us to...
Two runs are in the can, and so far, the Model Ts are the only ones who have gotten around the course successfully.
Their heroic struggle got them round in 1 minute and 52 seconds, and that's the time to beat.
All right, well, here's the situation. Last run, Model Ts trying to improve on their time. The pressure really squarely on Detroit Muscle at this point.
It sure is, and if they improve their time, it's that much more difficult.
All right, round number 3, let's do it.
Justin's in the driver's seat.
Okay, are you ready? And go!
And there we
go.
And
the race is on.
There he goes.
Blood flying everywhere.
Oh, yeah, he's out in the turn. He's doing pretty good. He's looking good. Looking real good. Hit a few bumps over there. He's made the first turn.
First turn looks good. And look at the mud. He's
looking at the mud. Yeah,
everywhere.
He's not getting much traction in that mud. It's getting worse as the day goes on.
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay. He's into the pond. Now he's taking the outside edge of the pond here. No, he's in some pond.
He's
in some loose stuff out there.
Oh, that's great.
He is in some really loose stuff.
But this is the way to go, isn't it? On the outside. Way on the outside.
I don't know. That's pretty slippery. Oh, he stalled it.
He got
it
stalled.
Uh-oh. He might have got it too wet.
Look at his face. You can't see it.
You can't see anything.
The team is very proud of their man anyway for throwing some serious mud.
He's over by the
finish line. I think it's time for the duck.
Come on!
Oh my God.
He's into the final turn.
Another stall. How's the time looking right now? Really good. Here we go.
Be a huge improvement.
Wow!
Oh boy!
The Model T's time was an amazing 1 minute and 13 seconds.
Yeah, baby!
All on Detroit Muscle now.
Yep, and the pressure's on.
You need to be over near that bank. Okay. Don't be afraid to put this tire on the bank.
All right, so shoot for the bank, and we'll be.
Well, I'm not over, not too much, because we don't want two tires up on it. But if you get it over there far enough, we got a chance.
Okay.
We actually have a chance.
And it's the only chance they've got.
Formula One action.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, Detroit Muscle.
All righty.
Here we go.
Start pushing that brake right now.
So, Rob, time to beat 1 minute and 13 seconds.
It's all come down to this.
All right, it's all on Todd.
Okay. Todd, you've got to complete a lap, and if you can do it in less than 1 minute and 13 seconds, you guys will be the champs. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go!
Oh, yeah.
There he goes.
He's navigating it pretty good here. It's a little squirrely there, it looks like. You see him working the wheel there? He's around the turn good there.
Yep. It looks like he's not hammering it. He's really taking it easy.
He's not spinning a whole lot. There's not a lot of mud flying.
No.
He's navigated that course.
Nice job. Now he's into the lake.
This is where
around the outside.
This is where it's going. He's around the outside.
How does he look?
He's looking real good.
Here we go. Now, this is the pivotal point
here, right here.
He's awful.
We won!
Now, that's one wheel
that's,
or two?
That's,
man.
That's...
It looked like one to me.
It looked like one. I mean, the one came up in the air. I don't think it didn't get all the way out.
So it's not a disqualification?
Not yet.
Okay, here we go. One more try. And it is...
Oh, man.
That's two wheels.
We're going to take that. That's
two wheels.
What?
Unfortunately.
That's yep, that's going to be two wheels out right
Tyler
there.
To Karen.
Right here, Tyler.
Karen, I got some
bad news for you back there. It looks like two wheels touching the bank there.
Rob saying that is a disqualification.
All right, Tyler, thank you. We saw it from over here, too, and sorry to say. Guys, Muscle.
Yeah, at the same time.
That's a shame. He was making a good time, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, but you know, I guess the whole approach of attacking that corner there, trying to stay dry, you can't really do it without getting up too high, huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
Detroit Muscle could have probably won this.
I think so. He's well under a minute at the disqualification. Yeah. I mean, he may have turned the time right around a minute.
Oh, it's too bad.
If he could have navigated that final spot.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Kevin,
it's a pleasure.
Congratulations,
Steve. There are no losers here on Junkyard Wars, just teams who didn't win. So here you go. Good job, Detroit.
Winner are the Model T.
Camera.
Sticks in the mud. We'll see you next time.
Next on Discovery, Extreme Engineering takes a look at an astonishing project, the building of Hong Kong's airport, which involved the